Welcome to this bonus episode of the Food Fight podcast from EIT Food.
In these episodes, we want to shine a light on new projects and agri-food startups and hear about their efforts to fight for a better food future. This week, we're handing over to Dov Dorry to tell us about Trackod, an EIT Food project committed to tackling the issue of fish transparency and trust in the food industry.
Hi, my name is Dov Dorry. I am the coordinator of the Trackod project. We are in partnership with EIT Food, and we are fighting for the future of food by ensuring that the fish you buy is indeed the species you intended to buy and not some inferior one. Trackod is a project which is an abbreviation of tracking the codfish, and indeed at Trackod, what we are doing is developing spectral models of various species of fish that will enable us to ensure that what is being sold in supermarkets and elsewhere in restaurants is indeed the kind of fish that is claimed to be that fish, so that the buyer can know what he or she are buying and eating is indeed the kind of fish that they were intending to buy and prepare and eat. Fish is becoming a very expensive commodity, especially the wild one that is obtained or caught in the sea. And there is a tendency of some of the producers or fishermen or companies or private fishermen to oversell, meaning that they sell one kind of fish and they claim it to be a more expensive, more nutritious fish, and that has become quite a problem that is growing as the fish market is getting more expensive. And therefore, there is a growing demand for ensuring that authenticity of the fish species. And this is why this is something that companies are looking for and are willing to spend in developing and acquiring. On the technological front, we are developing spectral models using a device called spectrometer or NIR, near infrared spectrometer, which is used to extract a spectroscopic profile of the fish. And every fish has their own unique fingerprint, which is reflected in the spectroscopic parameters and therefore can be distinguished from other species. So by using the spectrometer pointing at the fish, this is a non-intrusive process which does not go into or does not intrude into the fish, but still it can identify that this is indeed the species that I'm talking about. You don't need to trust the word of someone, you just check it technologically and you can see it's just like a human has a unique fingerprint, so does a fish. We came in as a consortium of three companies and submitted a proposal, and luckily our proposal was accepted after long and very deep scrutiny, and we were found to be adequate for all the objectives that the EIT Food were looking for. So we got funded back in 2019, and then we went on to 2020, 2021, and 2022. And so now we are about to finish it in a few months with nice results. I think that more and more companies will rely on technological means such as the spectroscopy, which we are using. Technology is simply, it is not biased. If it works well, which is what we are striving to obtain, is that it enables you to be certain that what you buy and what you sell is indeed what you claim that you buy and sell, rather than relying on somebody's promise that what they are selling and buying is what they claim it is. The fish industry is really undergoing a major revolutions. On the one hand, there are the fish which are wild in the oceans and the Mediterranean are becoming more scarce. So this fosters growing them in farms. But the farms themselves also have some accompanying environmental adverse effects. So there must be some balance between the two tendencies, not to overfish in the oceans, but also not to overgrow. On the other hand, the population of humanity keeps expanding, so you need to take care of feeding them all. So it's a real challenge. And again, a systems approach here, recycling, reusing resources is key to making sure that this is all going to be sustainable. And with model-based systems engineering, we are trying to educate the next generation of food engineers that this is the way to go.
Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of the Food Fight podcast.
To find out more and to learn how you can get involved in the fight for a better food future, head over to eitfood.eu/podcast and join the conversation via the hashtag EITFoodFight on our Twitter channel at EITFood. For more information on TrackOd, head over to trackod.eu. That's TRACOD.eu.